When you think about it, it's a remarkable accomplishment just to be here, at a place that has provided us with some of the greatest memories in high school sports.
Hunter into the front court, in front of the Kearney Catholic bench. He'll get it to Brokaw. Brokaw gets it to Guy Fawn. He's about 10 feet out, tries to push his way down the left baseline. He's just so strong, and he leans it off the glass and in. Nice move by Johanna Guy Fawn.
It's a field that starts with 8 of the best teams across the state, striving for greatness, striving for a state title.
Kierkegaard hangs on to it. Brokaw right in his face defensively, circles around, down the lane, jump pass down in the corner, Boyd for three, bingo. Derek Boyd knocks home a three-pointer from the deep left corner. St. Cecilia with a lead now.
It's the Boys State Basketball Tournament, and it's on the Breeze 94.5.
Lindblad will get it into the hands of David Bolin. He hustles into the forecourt. Bolin against Schmidt. Now down in the corner. A shot by Nelson. Good. Connor Nelson throws up a three ball from the deep left corner, and the Patriots go out on top by a score of 4-2.
State Tournament coverage is brought to you by Mary Lenning Healthcare, Husker Power Products, and Buzz's Marine. Let's head out to Lincoln now for the call of today's game.
And good evening, everyone, from Lincoln Northeast High School. The opening day of the 2015 Boys State High School Basketball Tournament continues here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, and online at flatriverpreps.com. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. The top half of the bracket in C2 has been decided. The bottom half of the bracket will be decided here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia, the top seed, 24-1. Their only loss, a one-pointer to Grand Island Central Catholic, who has advanced to the C1 semifinals today with a win over Shadron. They will take on Hartington Cedar Catholic, who comes in after putting together a five-game winning streak here at the end of the season. Hartington Cedar Catholic, at the beginning of the year, sat at just 5-4 as they headed into January. But since then, 13-3. Those losses in the last month of the season coming to Norfolk Catholic and Battle Creek. They've also lost to Pierce, Gretna, Winnebago. Of course, Gretna's in the B state tournament. Winnebago's in the C1 semifinals. They started the season 0-2, falling to Boone Central, Newman Grove, and Homer. But they've been able to get things turned around. And again, with the kind of football season they always have up there, sometimes it takes them a little while to get out of the gate. But they are here at the state tournament taking on a St. Cecilia squad that won back-to-back-to-back C1 state championships from 2008 to 2010. They're now settled in here at Class C2, where they have not had to play in a championship game in C2, just straight up C or C1, and they are the favorite here, and many people believe the overwhelming favorite. But Norfolk, the only undefeated team in the state, lost today in A, so anything is possible, and Coach Kevin Asher and his squad knows it. But after watching them dismantle Ravenna in the district final, they look like they're firing on all cylinders. We'll have a chance to take a look at the starting lineups, and we will also take a look at what has happened so far today around the state of Nebraska. We also remind you that on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9, also underway at this time, it's the D2 quarterfinals between Bertrand and Bancroft Rosalie. We'll be back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show here on The Breeze after this.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power Products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power Products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
High school sports help build character and teaches teamwork, helping our students become successful and tomorrow's leaders. This is Bob at B&B Carpet and Donovan, hoping to see you supporting your local teams.
The Coin Center is your coin collecting headquarters, buying and selling coins, tokens, paper money, plus now buying gold and silver. They stock coin supplies and do appraisals. Open Monday through Saturday. Visit the Coin Center at 115 North Denver in the downtown center of Hastings.
PlatteRiverPreps.com is your source for high school sports results and updates 7 days a week, covering over 100 teams across the state. Whether you're a high school athlete, a proud parent, or a sports fan, you'll stay on top of your teams at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, let's take a look at the scores so far today on the opening day of the 2015 Boys State Tournament, brought to you by Furniture Direct. We deliver the scores. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more than you expect when you shop Furniture Direct just south of Sonic and Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.net. Well, in Class A today, Omaha South mauled South Sioux City 68-34, and they will play Lincoln Northeast, who upset Norfolk. Now, this is not a huge upset because Norfolk beat Northeast by only 1 point earlier this season, but Northeast pulls away in the second half, 61-43. Creighton Prep and Millard West will tip off here at 7, followed by Omaha North and Bellevue West. In Class B, Beatrice beat Plattsmouth 56-36. Beatrice's only loss this year is to St. Cecilia, and it was Sydney edging Scott's Bluff by a score of 65-63. Gretna and Mount Michael just getting underway, and then following our game here on the Breeze, Adams Central will be taking on Elkhorn South, and that is at 8:45 at the Sports Center. In C1, the semifinals are set. Winnebago beat Wahoo 66-50. Grand Island Central Catholic beat Chadron 46-36. So Central Catholic and Winnebago will play on Classic Hits 98.9 tomorrow morning from Pinnacle Bank at 9 a.m. It was Bishop Newman over Lincoln Christian 50-23, and Columbus SCOTUS went overtime to beat Fall City 58-53. In C2, Freeman beat Aquinas 47-41, and Archbishop Bergen, carrying another flag for the Centennial Conference, beat Southern Valley 56-49. After our game, it'll be Bridgeport and Battle Creek. The winner of this will play the winner of that tomorrow night at the Sports Center at 8:45, and we will have that for you on 1230 KHAF if St. Cecilia wins tonight. In D1, it was top seed Bruning Davenport Shickley over Sutherland 59-33. Humphrey St. Francis over Clearwater Orchard 62-53. It was Heartland over Bloomfield 65-46. And High Plains beat Amherst 60-42. That was a 2-point game at halftime. And in D2, Minotaure hits a 3-pointer with 5 seconds to go this morning to beat Paxton 53-52. Exeter Milligan scores the final 7 points to beat Wilcox Hildreth 49-40. So Exeter Milligan and Minotaure play tomorrow at 2 at the Sports Center. Right now on Classic Hits 98.9, Bertrand is playing Bancroft Rosalie, followed by Riverside and Falls City Sacred Heart. Those are your score updates brought to you by Furniture Direct and in Hastings, just south of Sonic. We'll take a break and be back with more, including the starting lineups, as we get ready for St. Cecilia and Hardington Senior Catholic here on The Breeze.
My name's Jerry Bumgardner. I'm with the Crossroads Rescue Mission in Hastings and Kearney. The Crossroads Center Rescue Mission is in need of donations, and right now the greatest need at this time is perishable food, daily needs, toilet paper, soap, laundry detergent, any size donations. You know what? We can use it. If you want to drop off your donations to Crossroads, we're located at 702 West 14th in Hastings. God bless you for your donations to the Crossroads Center. Thank you. From all of us.
Buzz's Marine is transforming their showroom into a summer oasis March 21st through the 28th. Check out Buzz's huge selection of boats on 6.5 acres and get ready for the boating season. Take advantage of huge rebates, extended 5-year warranties on Yamaha outboards, and register to win prizes. Join Buzz's at their spring sales event March 21st through the 28th. Buzz's Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer. 5th and Central, Kearney. Visit BuzzesMarine.com for more details.
Selecting the right insurance company is an important process, and there are many aspects to consider. Klein Insurance has many years of experience to back up their service, so you can be assured your investments are protected. Get your free no-obligation insurance quote on home, auto, business, farm, or crop insurance. Give yourself the peace of mind that so many clients already have with Klein Insurance. Klein Insurance, 710 South Burlington in Hastings. Insurance with service since 1959.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to Lincoln Northeast, where we continue on with the new Tech Seed pregame show. Let's take a look now at the starting lineup for tonight's basketball game. First off, for Harnington Senior Catholic. Number two, 6'4" senior is Ty Becker. He averages 6 points and 9 rebounds a game. Number three, 5'10" senior Jared Wiebelhaus. He averages 7 points and just over 3 boards a game. Number 11, 6'1" senior is Shane Hamilton. He averages just under 6 points and 5 rebounds a game. Number 23, 6 foot senior is the leading scorer, James Kaiser. Right at 19 points a game and under 5 rebounds a contest. At number 35, 6'1" sophomore Stephen Hillis. He averages 11.5 points and nearly 9 rebounds per ball game. The head coach at Harnington Senior Catholic is Matt Steffen, assisted by Rick Keene and Mark Goebbels. They come in with a record of 18-7 on the season, defeating Crofton and Laurel, Concord, Coleridge in the sub-districts, and West Holt in the district final. They are out of the Mid-State Conference, making their 19th trip to the state tournament. Now, they have been very successful here at the state tournament. In 2012 and 2013, though, they lost in the second round both times and finished in third place. They did not make it here last year, but they made it from 09 to 13 for 5 consecutive years. We will take a look at the starting lineup for the Blue Hawks of Hastings St. Cecilia, the number one seed in the C2 tournament. Coming up in just a moment, you're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on The Breeze, KLIQ-FM, Hastings, Kearney, Grand Island.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Now showing at the Hastings Museum Theater, the largest digital 3D screen in Nebraska, D-Day Normandy 1944. An in-depth look at the battle, narrated by Tom Brokaw. Galapagos, Nature's Wonderland. Escape to this island paradise. Get up close with penguins, iguanas, and half-ton tortoises. And National Geographic's Mysteries of the Unseen World. Reveal what is invisible to the naked eye. Hastings Museum, life up close. For showtime, see hastingsmuseum.org.
Livingston Butler Vaughan's Funeral Home and Cremation.
Livingston Butler Vaughan Funeral Home and Cremation Center is a name known for quality, caring, and excellence. For now over a century, many families in this area have turned to Livingston Butler Vaughan when their need was greatest. Today, more than ever, people are beginning to see the wisdom, logic, and economic advantage to pre-arranging a funeral. It means loved ones have more time to grieve and heal. Call Livingston Butler Vaughan Funeral Home and Cremation Center today.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Continuing our look at the starting lineups for Hastings St. Cecilia. No change here. Number one is 6 foot junior Dayton Seeley. He averages 4.5 points and about 2 rebounds a game. Number 14, 6'4 junior Derek Boyd, 10 points, 5.5 boards a game. Number 15, 6'2 junior Brooks Asher leads the team with 16 points a game and just over 3 boards. Zach Kitten is the 6'5 junior wearing number 20. He averages 11.5 points and just under 8 boards a game. And number 25, 6'2 junior Seth Kirkegaard. He averages 6 points and nearly 2.5 rebounds a game. You are going to see Alex Tino in the ball game. You are going to see Grant Schmidt, some Hunter Fisher, probably the first guys off the bench tonight for St. Cecilia. They are head coached by Kevin Asher, assisted by Mike Alsman, Greg Burnt, and Phil Baumgart. They come in with a record of 24-1 after beating Superior and Donovan Trumbull in the sub-districts and Ravenna in the district final. This is the 20th appearance at state for Hastings St. Cecilia and their first since 2011, right on the heels of their back-to-back-to-back state championships they lost to Norfolk Catholic in 2011. Of course, also out of the Centennial Conference, which is well-represented, had 7 teams down here in C1 and C2. So those are the starting lineups here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. We'll be back with the start of tonight's high school basketball game between St. Cecilia and Harnington Cedar Catholic right after this.
We're talking with Tom at Burt's Pharmacy. Tom, it looks like there's some construction going on around your place. like to remind people, yes, construction work, we will have a new facility, but however, the drive-up window is still open, and we are still open. If you come off of 14th Street now instead of Bellevue, the drive-up window is still open. So we remind people that we offer deliveries every day till 6 o'clock and drive-up window and free mail-out. Just some of the services we offer here at Burt's Pharmacy, 1021 West 14th Street, 462-4466.
You wouldn't think it could get any better, but it just did. At Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Hastings. Now through the end of Truck Month, with your purchase of a new Ram, we will give you 3 years of maintenance free. That's right. The oil changes are on us for 3 years when you buy during Truck Month. Huge discounts, rates as low as 0% in the maintenance plan. Only at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge North Highway 281 in Hastings.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Glad to have you along with us for today's basketball action. Continuing. And it'll be Hastings St. Cecilia, the home team, in their white with blue trim. And the traveling red will be out there for Hardington Cedar Catholic with the white trim. Pretty basic. Two teams that have had a lot of success here at the state tournament. And Hastings St. Cecilia looking for more today. Anything short of a state championship will be a disappointment to this ball club. And they don't have a senior on the roster. And they want to make a heck of a run. I mean, they're thinking back-to-back, just like they had a three-peat back 5 years ago. So, St. Cecilia ready to jump center out there will be Zach Kitten. He'll be going up against Ty Becker. And we are ready to bring you high school basketball here on the Breeze. The ball is in the air, and the opening tap will be controlled by Hastings St. Cecilia. They'll move from right to left. Hardington Cedar Catholic from left to right, and it looks like the Trojans are going to come out and play man-to-man here early on, which may be a little bit of a surprise to Hastings St. Cecilia, considering they are very good against the man-to-man. Kitten gives it out top into the hands of Derek Boyd. Swing it over left corner to Kierkegaard. Up top, Asher. Off the screen, he's got it guarded out there by Weibelhaus. Back to Kitten. Kitten to the top of the circle. Very patient here on the opening possession for Hastings St. Cecilia. Brings Coach Kevin Asher off the bench as he surveys what's going on here in the first 40 seconds. St. Cecilia trying to post up Brooks Asher, a little hand fighting down low. Coach Kevin Asher says, good job, be patient. 45 seconds gone here, driving the right baseline. Kitten on the block, tries to force his way, kicks it out. Kierkegaard, 4-3. It's too strong, no good. Offensive rebound, put back up and in. The offensive put back for Derek Boyd and Hastings St. Cecilia. With the first points of our basketball game, took them a minute, but they're on the board. Take forever, as long as you score. That's what the coach wants to see. 2-0, Hawks with a basketball lead. And Hardington Cedar Catholic will get into their offense, running that high three-man weave, just trying to rub somebody off a screen. Kaiser with it, the leading scorer, picks his dribble up at the high post and kicks it back out top to Becker. Right back into the hands of Kaiser. Coach Steffen yells out instructions. We'll clear things out here for Kaiser. He's going to be guarded by Dayton Seely. So the top player guarded by Seely into the corner. A three-pointer on the way. It is no good by Kaiser. But a long offensive rebound run down on the far side by Shane Hamilton. Nearly 2 minutes in, and here's going to be an illegal screen. Or did they fight through the screen? They're going to call Dayton Seely fighting through the screen. First foul of the game on St. Cecilia. They were trying to get Kaiser open for another three, and Seely had to run over his man to get there. So Cedar Catholic will take it out underneath their own hoop on the baseline to chuck it in as Weibelhaus. Long time, has to go all the way out top to his outlet, Hamilton. Hamilton throws to midcourt. And so both teams that can score and can play low. This already looks like it could be a low-scoring game. Cedar Catholic went for the back cut. The intended target, Weeblehouse, fell down. He gets back up and controls the ball back over to Becker. To Kaiser, left elbow. Swings it to Hamilton. Hamilton, left corner, three. On the way, no good. Rebound comes out to Asher for St. Cecilia. And Brooks will bring it down the floor, find the big man, and Kitten's in. Zach Kitten will make it 4-0. St. Cecilia, two possessions, two buckets for the Blue Hawks. 5:40 to go here in the first quarter of play. Cedar Catholic trying to fight through the double team. Sticking his hand out there, knocking it away. Kierkegaard. Kaiser picks it back up. Can't shake Derek Boyd, who comes in to try and help things out. Then it's deflected off the hands of Seth Kierkegaard as they try to go into the corner. 4-0. I don't know why there's two on the board there for Cedar Catholic. Cedar Catholic with a basketball. Now they change it. 4-0. Cedar Catholic on the inbound. Nothing going. So they'll lob it out top to Becker. Becker guarded out top by Boyd. Swings it over to Hamilton. Gets it down low. Finally got it on the block. And the first shot is going to be blocked. The second one, no good by Hellas. The first one was blocked by Kitten. St. Cecilia has it. Runs it out. And before Seely can get to the hoop, a grab. Foul on Hardington Cedar Catholic. And the foul is going to go on James Kaiser, his first. And a timeout will be called here by Coach Steph and his team, struggling early on, identifying what they want to do with the basketball. 5:04 to go here in the first quarter. St. Cecilia 4, Hardington Cedar Catholic nothing on the Breeze.
The story behind the Goodwill store. My story is about my daughter, Laura, who lives with a developmental disability. I've seen her learn, grow, and blossom with the help of Goodwill. People living life to the fullest, accomplishing goals, and realizing dreams. What we all strive for, what Goodwill helps people do every day. Donate, shop, be part of the story.
Doing it right makes such a difference. Goodwill.
Life is definitely good for Laura.
The Breeze, 94.5.
State High School Basketball Tournament brought to you in part of the Breeze by Mary Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Hawks ball on the inbound. They get it to Asher on the low block. He pump fakes. Two guys go in the air, and two guys land on him. So Asher draws the foul on Shane Hamilton. His first of the team, second. And Brooks Asher will trot to the line to shoot a pair of free throws here for St. Cecilia. First one on the way, and it is short. Don't forget, Big Ten basketball is also airing on ESPN Radio. Earlier today, Michigan beat Illinois 73-55. Penn State upset Iowa 67-58. And Indiana, with 5 minutes to go, leads Northwestern 62-44. Asher will hit the second one. So Brooks with his first point of the basketball game. 5-0. Hardington Cedar Catholic has it knocked out of their hands and out of bounds off St. Cecilia. Seth Kierkegaard sliding right in front of the Blue Hawks bench. Other games just getting underway around the state tournament as well, and we will keep you up to date on those from four other classes as they are all very early on. Right now, Kaiser trying to shake Seely. He'll take a fadeaway jumper from 12 and hit it. Good defense, but tip your hat there to James Kaiser. He hits Hardington Cedar Catholic's first bucket of the basketball game, 5-2. Blue Hawks, 4:40 to go, first quarter. St. Cecilia now facing his zone. They started out in man-to-man, now back to a 2-3 zone. Brooks Asher, deep three, all net. Brooks Asher knocks it down from the deep right wing, and it's 8-2. St. Cecilia by six. You rain down those threes, they're going to be almost impossible to stop. Driving the baseline, Hamilton. He's cut off there, kicks it back out in the left-hand corner. Holding the ball is Weeblehouse. Weeblehouse will try and force his way into the paint. Hits the front of the rim, and it rolls over from 10. Again, nice job by Weeblehouse, but St. Cecilia can live with that. They'll let Cedar Catholic take that shot all night long. 8-4. St. Cecilia spreading the floor here against the 2-3 zone. Kitten working all the way around the paint. Now you go with a skip pass to Asher. Down to the low block. They get it to Boyd. Left block. Lays it up. Got fouled. Shot won't go. Derek Boyd will go to the line and shoot two. Foul will be called on Ty Becker. His first and the third team foul here on Hardington Cedar Catholic. So Boyd heads to the line. Again, all five starters are juniors with more coming off the bench. And we're getting ready for a bunch to sub in. Free throw on the way. It's good. makes it 9-4. Into the ball game will be Grant Schmidt and Alex Tino. And for Hardington Cedar Catholic, Ben Steffen will enter. Steffen is a 5'10 senior, gets you about six a game. Second free throw, Boyd right through there. So Derek Boyd hits them both. St. Cecilia 10, Hardington Cedar Catholic 4. 3:45 to go first quarter. Kaiser, and it looks like a hand check foul. He got inside of Grant Schmidt, and Schmidt trying to hang on his hip. They weren't going to allow that to happen. That'll be the first foul on Schmidt. Cedar Catholic to inbound it. Coach Kevin Asher wondering if they're going to call it that way all night long so he can tell his kids about hand checking, how close to play. Kaiser with the inbound. He's got it well out of the left wing, kicks it back out between the circles to Becker. Becker swings it right side to Steffen. Steffen gets down on the post, gets it to Hillis. Hillis wheels, deals, dribbles into a triple team, kicks it out of the wing. It's deflected out of bounds by Alex Tino. Cedar Catholic will inbound it. Other scores from around the state tournament. About 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. It is Gretna 10, Mount Michael 6. 4 minutes to go in the first. Bancroft Rosalie leads Bertrand 5-4. And Millard West leading Creighton Prep in A. 14-11, that's the 8 over the 1. Three-point attempt by Kaiser, no good. Fight for the rebound, Hillis. He'll put it up, no good. Ball batted out of bounds, last touched by the red and white. And we may have an overturn here. The officials are huddling, and they'll give it to Hardington Cedar Catholic. Ty Becker said right away, hey, that bounced off St. Cecilia's head. Checking in will be Hunter Fisher. And Boyd will check out, so a third chance on this possession for Cedar Catholic. And to throw it in, Weibelhaus. Excuse me, that is Steffen to throw it in. He gets it to Kaiser on the right wing. Crossover, nice move to the baseline, and he'll get fouled by Grant Schmidt. Two early fouls on Schmidt. And to the line to shoot two will be Kaiser. He's a senior that can create on his own, and any time, at any level, you can get that. It's awesome. But the lower the class, the more opportunity you have to go one-on-one. And Kaiser's free throw is up and in. For Cedar Catholic on the season, they are a 58% free throw shooting team. Kaiser only a 55% free throw shooter, which is unusual when you are that good overall. Get yourself 20 points per ball game. Second free throw, good. So Kaiser does hit them both. He's got 4 of the 6, 10-6, St. Cecilia. In a game that's methodically moved along here, we still have 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. On the Breeze and PlatteRiverPreps.com. In the corner, Brooks Asher left side. Up top, Tino. Guarded there by Steffen. Wants to make him use the left hand. He does. Gives it over to Fisher. Fisher back up top. Almost stole it away. And it's picked up there by Seeley, but he just doesn't want to take the shot. He dribbled into the lane. He was open from 12. Just couldn't pull the trigger. So kicks it back out. Back to a man-to-man now for Cedar Catholic. Kitten comes outside the arc. Sets a ball screen here for Asher. Asher finds a seam, kicks it out. Celia will take a three. It's good. Dayton was just too close last time. Second three here in the first quarter. And it's 13-6. The lead now 7 for the Hawks. 2:20 to go, first quarter. Kaiser, skip pass right side to Sean Cottle, who has checked in. For Cottle, he's a 5'10 sophomore. Gets about 2.5 a game. Three-pointer right corner is no good by Steffen. Ball is saved in. Alex Tino saves it himself. Up the floor, all the way, and scores. Alex Tino had to tightrope the right sideline, and he was able to do it. And the lead now 9 for the Hawks under 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Kaiser with the dribble, just trying to lose his defender. Now picks it up. Bounce pass, try to get cute with it out there to Cottle, almost cost him a turnover. Cedar Catholic hasn't turned it over yet. I don't have a turnover for either team so far in the game. And we're down to a minute 30 to go here in the first quarter. Up top is Becker. On the right wing, Cottle. Cottle working on Tino, and there's the first steal. And to the other end, laid up, and Asher scores. Brooks Asher now with 6, and that'll make it 17-6. St. Cecilia by 11, and a timeout going to be called with a minute 20 to go here in the first quarter by Coach Matt Steffen. It is 17-6, St. Cecilia, 1:20 to go, first quarter here on the Breeze.
Hastings Physical Therapy, the standard for excellence in one-on-one care, is proud to offer Hastings' first and only on-site aquatic therapy pool featuring state-of-the-art heated therapy pool technology with private locker rooms, providers to Hastings College, The Danger, and South Central Nebraska. Make us your choice when you need physical therapy. Open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and conveniently located next to Applebee's on Osborne Drive West. Visit HastingsPhysicalTherapy.com to tour all of our services or call 402-462-2665.
The Breeze, 94.5.
State Tournament basketball action brought to you by Buzz's Marine. Buzz's Spring Sales Event, March 21st through the 28th at Buzz's Marine, South Central Avenue in Kearney. 1:20 to go here in the first quarter, and it is 17-6 in favor of Hastings St. Cecilia. Elsewhere, Grant leads Mount Michael 14-8. Bancroft, Rosalie, and Bertrand 7-7 on Classic Hits 98.9. And Millard West to start the second quarter, leading Creighton Prep 14-11. They've also had some players reportedly suspended for tonight's game, which makes that score even more unbelievable. But here, your score is 17-6, St. Cecilia. And the second time out of the quarter used by Hardington Cedar Catholic, Kaiser with the basketball. Gives it off to Becker. Becker left wing, dribbles to the top of the key. Oh, they want that back cut. They had it and missed it. So Kaiser drives in, reverse layup, stuffed. Boyd with the block, and he'll take it away. Second block shot here for the Hawks, and up the floor with it will be Dayton Seeley to Tino. Right corner to Boyd. Boyd comes into the paint, and Boyd, they say, is hooking with the elbow as he brings it in, and they're going to call the offensive foul on Derek Boyd, his first of the team's fourth. Kierkegaard's out there, as well as Hunter Fisher. But it looks like Coach Asher going to bring Brooks Asher and Kitten into the game. So Tino and Schmidt will check out, and your original five will be back on the floor here for the Hawks. State Tournament action brought to you by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. Under a minute to go now in the first quarter. It remains St. Cecilia 17 and Hardington Cedar Catholic 6. Cedar Catholic with the basketball. A lot of action is out around the perimeter. Now a three. Kaiser comes up short. They're 0-5 from downtown. Rebound brought down by Zach Kitten. His first of the game. He'll find Dayton Seeley. Seeley trying to work a foul out of Kaiser because he had Brooks Asher open the whole time. Now they're playing catch at the top of the circle. Let's see if Coach Asher says play for one. Brooks looks over to Dad trying to get the play. They finally send it in with 17 seconds. I think even Coach Asher changed it up, so let's see if they all are on the same page here. 10 seconds. Brooks, oh, pick and roll down low. Kitten layup. They picked it up, and they score. Cedar Catholic, Kaiser, outlet pass in the front court. They're going to get a three blocked at the horn by Brooks Asher. Brooks blocks the three-point attempt of Ben Steffen, and what a nice first quarter here for the Hawks. St. Cecilia 19, Hardington Cedar Catholic 6. You're listening to the State High School Boys Basketball Tournament on The Breeze.
Sure, you can try and do your flooring installation by yourself. The box stores tell you they can help, but this is the kind of job where you need a professional. The experts at Jacoby Carpet One in Hastings and Kearney. During our Don't Do It Yourself sale, you'll enjoy $99, one room or the whole house, basic carpet installation when you purchase from our Lee's Carpet Collection. Need hard surface flooring instead? You'll find great prices and expert installation services there, too. Save yourself the mess and hassle and a whole lot of money during the Don't Do It Yourself sale at Jacoby Carpet One in Hastings and Kearney.
Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face, friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well. With locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. We start the second quarter, and it will be Hardington Cedar Catholic basketball down by 13. They'll fire a three. It's an air ball from the left-hand corner, and the rebound will be grabbed by Dayton Seeley. 0-6 from downtown for Hardington Cedar Catholic. They can't get it inside, so they have to shoot it outside. They're not being successful. Kierkegaard, right elbow, tries a bounce pass. Kitten can't handle it. That's the first turnover of the game for St. Cecilia. Each team now has one. Cedar Catholic, that wasn't the problem. They just were working a lot harder for their shots. Getting open on the baseline is Kaiser, but instead of getting a layup, they're going to call a hand check foul. And even Kaiser saying, come on, I just want the bucket. Foul is on Dayton Seely. His second. He and Grant Schmidt each have two. And Coach Asher is going to bring Tino in and bring Dayton Seely out. So let's see what that means for defense on Kaiser. He had four of their six. For St. Cecilia, Brooks Asher has 6 points, four for Boyd and Kitten. Into Kaiser on the inbounds, the three again is no good. Offensive rebound, Hillis. Hillis puts it up and scores. His first bucket of the ball game. A offensive putback here for the Trojans, 19-8. Tino walks the ball up the floor, gets it into the hands of Kierkegaard. Tino takes over the point to Brooks Asher. Again, they went back to zone. They've switched man and zone throughout the game here. Kierkegaard, right wing, steps through the double team to Tino, gets it over to Brooks. Long three, going to be blocked. Ty Becker got there and knocked it out of bounds. And they were able to go over and say hi to Bob Jensen, who's down there on a baseline taking photos of tonight's C2 contest. St. Cecilia to throw it in. Allow it up top to Tino. Tino kicks it on the right wing to Asher. Back up top to Alex Tino. Over on the wing to Kierkegaard. Cedar Catholic trying to stay up with those guards, but so many shooters from the outside. Boyd, left-hand corner, starts to penetrate and kicks it back out. 2-3 zone packed for Cedar Catholic. 19-8, St. Cecilia. 90 seconds gone of the second quarter. High post with it is Kitten. He'll dribble all the way out towards midcourt and give it back to Tino. Good defense here by the Trojans, kind of like the opening possession of the game. St. Cecilia had it for a minute on the opening tip. Ended up scoring. Brooks Asher fakes the three, got his man in the air, drove by him, left baseline, rolls it off the rim, won't go. Tip try, Kitten, won't go, and it'll be brought down by Becker for Cedar Catholic. Up the floor they come. Kaiser with it on Tino. They try to clear it out. Tries a crossover move. Kitten comes up to help out of the double team. That leaves Becker open on the baseline. They get it to him, and he'll be fouled as he attacks the hoop right baseline. Two free throws, and the foul is on Kitten. He was trying to come up and double the ball, which meant he was late getting back on his man. Nobody helped him out there. Nobody switched down. And Ty Becker will go to the line looking for his first points of the game. 19-8. St. Cecilia, 6:01 to go in the first half. Free throw, no good. State Tournament Basketball brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Second free throw now for Becker. On the way, and it is going to hit the heel and just kind of stick and roll in. So Becker able to get one to go through for him, and it's 19-9. Cedar Catholic puts a little 1-3-1 press onto the backcourt. St. Cecilia takes time to break it. When they do, they lob it for Kitten. He's fouled while he's in the air. He hits the deck, but he's going to be okay. Kierkegaard, good eye contact down the floor. They have that set up. Kierkegaard knew exactly where he was going to go with it once he touched the basketball. And Kitten will go to the line on the second foul on Shane Hamilton. And Kitten with 4 points. First free throw of the ball game. It's on the way, and it's in and out, no good. Elsewhere, all games are in the second quarter. Gretna 20, Mount Michael 11. Bancroft Rosalie 14, Bertrand 9. That's on Classic Hits 98.9. And Millard West 21, Creighton Prep 18. In for St. Cecilia will be Blaine Boyd, just a freshman. Setting at 6'3", gets about 2 points a game. Zach Kitten with his second free throw on the way, and it's dancing around and in. So Kitten will hit 1 of 2, and that's the first point of the second quarter here for St. Cecilia at the 5:50 mark. Here comes Kaiser all the way down, draws contact. They'll give him the continuation, and he scores. I don't think St. Cecilia's upset that the foul was called, but the foul was called out around the free throw line, and Kaiser now has a chance at a three-point play. 20-11. Foul called. Is the seventh on St. Cecilia. Free throw is up, and it's no good. Rebound brought down by Zach Kitten. And the foul was called on Kierkegaard, his first. Tino into the front court. Asher, Kierkegaard, Young Boyd, and Kitten. And by Young Boyd, we mean Blaine. 20-11, St. Cecilia. Had a slow start to the first quarter, a slow start to the second quarter. But their defense continues to be solid against Cedar Catholic. Right-hand corner with it is Kitten. Brings it back out, spreading the floor, Tino. Again, on the bench with two fouls is Dayton Sealy. Here's a three. Kierkegaard bouncing around and in. Front of the rim. The glass. Off the rim again and down to its home. 23-11. A 12-point lead again here by St. Cecilia. Their third made three. Kaiser starts to drive. Has to kick it out of the corner. Nothing there. Back to the left block. Trying to make some room. Hillis got Kitten in the air. Kitten fouled him. Zach didn't think so. And Zach would never fib. That is the second foul on Kitten. And although things are going okay for St. Cecilia, they've got three kids now with two fouls, and we've got just under 5 minutes to play in the first half. At the line is Hillis to shoot two. First one up, good. Third point for Hillis, 23-12. Back into the ball game will be Derek Boyd and Grant Schmidt. For Cedar Catholic, they're going to go get Ryan Becker and Shane Hamilton. Hamilton also has two fouls here in the contest. And now the second free throw coming up for Hillis. He'll fire it up. No good. High in the air to grab the rebound. It'll be Brooks Asher. His second of the ball game. Asher has it knocked away by Kaiser in the backcourt. Kierkegaard, good job of saving it. And then in the melee, a loose ball foul on the Trojans. Ben Steffen. His first of the team's fifth. Good hustle there by Kierkegaard to save the possession for Hastings St. Cecilia. Back to action. St. Cecilia with a basketball. Looking for something to go their way offensively here. Again, pretty quiet in the first 3.5 minutes of the quarter. They'll get it to Schmidt. Uses his dribble through the double team to Kierkegaard. Left wing, skip pass all the way over to Asher. Starts to drive, then has his pocket pick. Ben Steffen with the steal. And then Steffen heading up the floor. They ding him for a double dribble break for St. Cecilia. You don't see Asher turn it over that often. And they caught him on that one. 23-12, St. Cecilia. And Dayton Sealy is going to re-enter the basketball game. Sealy with the ball between the circles. Takes it on the left wing from Grant Schmidt. Back over to Schmidt into the corner. Brooks Asher off the screen. They get it to Boyd. Right block. Up in. Foul. Chance for a three-point play. Ryan Becker commits the foul. And at the line will be Derek Boyd. He's 2 of 2. He has 6 points. And the lead back to 13, equaling the largest of the game. Sean Cottle back in. And Kaiser is going to come out for his first breather of the ball game. So who will shoot the ball now? They try to get it to Hillis once in a while. Free throw is up and in. So Boyd completes the three-point play. Makes it 26-12. A 14-point lead. Don't forget, after our game here on the Breeze, it'll be up to Adams Central. They're in the 4-5 matchup, but they're taking on Elkhorn South. Elkhorn South ranked 4th in Class B. Adams Central 10th in the final rankings. Be a tough matchup for the Patriots, but it gets underway at 8:45, looking for their first ever win at state. Coming up here at half, the Allen Superstore Halftime Report. First half stats, scores, and a whole lot more. And Cedar Catholic trying to run that weave up top. They ran it long enough that they get called for a walk. Just the third turnover for the Trojans. That's not been the problem either way. Both teams have been taking care of the ball. St. Cecilia's just been putting it in the hoop more often. 26-12, a 14-point advantage here for the Hawks. 3:30 to go in the first half on KLIQ-FM, Hastings, Kearney, and our friends in Wood River. Driving the baseline and getting one to bounce around Grant Schmidt, and it'll go. Schmidt with his first bucket of the ball game, 28-12. Also at halftime, we'll have an update on the Hastings College women's game today from the national tournament up in Sioux City. Down on the block is Hillis. Hillis kicks it back out of the wing. Open three. Ben Steffen buried it. First three of the game for Cedar Catholic. They're now 1 of 8. Steffen's first bucket makes it 28-15. Little zone trap. St. Cecilia just throws over the top of it to Boyd, who hands it off to Brooks Asher. Brooks gives it to Dayton Sealy. And they'll spread the floor with 2:45 to go here in the first half. 28-15 Hawks. Sealy with it. Top of the circle. Little stutter dribble. Gives it over to Schmidt, reverses it over to Asher. Again, Blaine Boyd is in there now. Zach Kitten has a breather, so both the Boyd boys are on the ball. See if we can go with another tongue twister for you. Asher up top to Seely. Swings it over to Schmidt. Schmidt hand on his face there by Stefan. Again, good defense this time down the floor by the Trojans. Ball fake. Seely gets into the paint. Kicks it back out. Three-pointer Grant. Schmidt, good. But before a foul is going to be called. And are they not going to count the three? It was a made three. And now the officials are going to discuss it. That whistle sure sounded like it came when the ball was in the air. But there is a push-off on Cedar Catholic away from the ball on Ryan Becker. And that'll mean a one-and-one. So something you don't see very often. Becker was trying to get position on Derek Boyd and ended up fouling him. And Derek will go to the line, shoot a one-and-one. Official telling Coach Stephan he just took two hands to his back. I had to call it. And the free throw by Boyd is up and in. And back into the game, Hunter Fisher. Score updates brought to you by Furniture Direct. We deliver the scores. They deliver to your door as the second free throw is coming up here for Boyd. And it is going to dance in. So Boyd with 5 in the quarter, 9 in the game, 30-15 in favor of Hastings St. Cecilia. Gretna leading Mount Michael 28-15 and B as the ball is stolen away. It is Bancroft Rosalie over Bertrand in the second, 20-13. And at half, Creighton Prep leads Millard West in A. But only one, 24-23. Brooks Asher for three, 90-90. Brooks Asher, his second three. He also has 9 in the game. And the lead continues to grow here for the Hawks. They're up 18, 33, 15. Cedar Catholic tries a three of their own. Cottle can't get it to go. Rebound grabbed by Boyd. Derek with the outlet pass to Alex Tino, who's returned. Bounce pass wide open underneath Schmidt. And then Kaiser trying to get there, commits the foul. And James Kaiser with his second personal foul. Both teams in the bonus over the final 90 seconds. Grant Schmidt has one bucket, and he'll get to shoot two here. They'll say it was on the shot. And the free throw is up, and it is in. 34-15. Second free throw coming up. As Kierkegaard checks in. Chance for Coach Asher to rest and rotate here with a nice lead. It's now 20, 35 to 15 as Schmidt hits them both. 6 of 7 in this quarter from the line for St. Cecilia. They now lead it by 20. Out of the wing, Weibelhaus. Weibelhaus will hand to Becker. You just haven't heard a lot of some of the names. Kaiser into the paint. He's going to force the issue. Ran into the double team. Had to stop. Gives it off. Stefan gets it back down low to Hillis. Hillis open for the layup. 5 points down for Hillis. 35-17 into the front court. They'll lob it down low to Fisher and trying to go over the top to knock it away is Ty Becker. And that's his second personal foul. 9th team foul. 1-1 coming up. So is the Allen Superstore halftime show. First half stats, score updates. So keep it here on the Breeze 94.5 and PlatteRiverPreps.com, KLIQFM.com. Free throw by Hunter Fisher. And the front end of the 1-1 is in and out, no good. Rebound grabbed by Weibelhaus. And here comes Cedar Catholic with 1 minute to go in the first half. Kaiser trying to force the issue. Got in the paint, dropped the ball. Runs it back down. Now drives in again. Knocked away, maybe off his leg. Brooks Asher and Seth Kierkegaard. And Kierkegaard knocked it away. And the official's going to talk about it again. Because it looked like Kierkegaard knocked it off the leg of the Cedar Catholic ball player, James Kaiser. A longer than normal discussion. I think they're going to keep it as it is. And with an 18-point game before half, everybody can live with that. Cedar Catholic to throw it in. Weibelhaus on the baseline. Looking, dumps it into the right-hand corner to Stefan. Picked up there by Kierkegaard, who denies the pass and knocks it away. So the bigger the lead, the more chances St. Cecilia can take, or for that matter, any team, any very good team, they're going to gamble more, and that's why they have a few too many fouls here in the first half. With it on the left wing is Becker. Becker skip pass right side. Three-pointer. Stefan got it. Ben Steffen with his second three-point bucket, and that'll make it 35-20. 35 seconds to go before the half. Tino pushes it up the floor, gives it to Kierkegaard. And Coach Kevin Asher says, let's get it into the rotation here and run the clock, take the last shot. So Kierkegaard, Asher, Derek Boyd, Schmidt, and Tino. Tino holds the ball. Now dribbles around a defender, and he got hooked. A foul on Ben Steffen. Not only is it his second, it's the 10th on the team, and Alex Tino will get to shoot two free throws. So a lot of free throw attempts here in the second quarter for St. Cecilia. Still 17 seconds remaining before halftime. And Tino gets ready, takes a couple three dribbles, and puts the first one up. It's good. Checking in is Blaine Boyd for St. Cecilia, and Ty Becker back in for Cedar Catholic. Tino gets ready for the second free throw. State tournament action brought to you by Buzz's Marine. Buzz's spring sales event March 21st through the 28th at Buzz's Marine, South Central Avenue, Kearney. Second free throw, Tino. It hits the front of the rim and crawls over. 37-20, 17 seconds here for Cedar Catholic. Of course, they get it in the hands of James Kaiser. The leading scorer at 19 a game has six so far. Off the screen, can't get the three. Still 7 seconds. Gives it off to Becker. Becker looking for Kaiser. He's covered. Becker throws up an off-balance jumper. No good. And that is the end of the first half of play. Your score is Grant is Hastings St. Cecilia leading Hardington Cedar Catholic 37-20. Coming up, the Allen Superstore halftime report here on The Breeze 94.5 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
High school sports help build character and teaches teamwork, helping our students become successful and tomorrow's leaders. This is Bob at B&B Carpet and Donovan, hoping to see you supporting your local teams.
The Coin Center is your coin collecting headquarters, buying and selling coins, tokens, paper money, plus now buying gold and silver. They stock coin supplies and do appraisals. Open Monday through Saturday. Visit the Coin Center at 115 North Denver in the downtown center of Hastings.
PlatteRiverPreps.com is your source for high school sports results and updates 7 days a week. Covering over 100 teams across the state. Whether you're a high school athlete, a proud parent, or a sports fan, you'll stay on top of your teams at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Glad to have you along with us tonight on The Breeze, 94.5. Doug Duda, our producer-engineer Brad Beam, back at the studios as we are at the 2015 Boys State High School Basketball Tournament. And our halftime report brought to you by Allen Superstore. Get more for your dollar when you shop at locally owned Allen Superstore, the You Get More Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings. 37-20, the score here at halftime in favor of the top seed in C2, Hastings St. Cecilia over Hardington Cedar Catholic. Let's look at the other scores that are going on in these 7 o'clock games. And we will start with Gretna at the half, leading Mount Michael 30-15. Also at halftime, in a much closer game than anticipated, number one in D2, Bancroft Rosalie, a 23-20 lead over the 8th seed Bertrand. Bertrand making their first trip to state since 96. That game is currently airing on Classic Hits 98.9. And a surprise a little bit in Class A, number one Omaha Creighton Prep leading Millard West by a score of 24-23. And remember last week, Norfolk upset Omaha Benson, the number one girls team, and then the number one boys team here. And Millard West, at less than full strength, is giving Creighton Prep a battle in the first half. Let's take a look at what happened earlier today here at the state tournament. Our score updates brought to you by Furniture Direct. We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. It was Omaha South pounding South Sioux City 68-34. Lincoln Northeast upset the previously unbeaten Norfolk Panthers and pulled away in the second half to do so, 61-43. I believe that game was tied at either 36 or 38, and Lincoln Northeast just blitzed them from then on out. As we said, Creighton Prep leads Millard West by one at the half. That'll be followed by Omaha North and Bellevue West. In B, Beatrice beat Plattsmouth 56-36. Sydney edged Scotts Bluff 65-63. Gretna with a 30-15 lead over Mount Michael, and then Adams Central, Elkhorn South here on the Breeze at 8:45. In C1, Winnebago beat Wahoo 66-50. They'll play Grand Island Central Catholic, a 46-36 winner over Shadron. The Central Catholic Winnebago game at 9 a.m. tomorrow at Pinnacle Bank is on Classic Hits 98.9. Bishop Newman took care of Lincoln Christian 50-23, and Columbus SCOTUS over Fall City in overtime 58-53. In C2 earlier today in the top half of the bracket, Freeman beat Aquinas 47-41, and Archbishop Bergen held off Southern Valley 56-49. If St. Cecilia gets the job done here in the second half, they'll play tomorrow night at 8:45 at the Sports Center against the winner of the last game between Battle Creek and Bridgeport. In D1 today, Bruning Davenport Shickley beat Sutherland 59-33. Humphrey St. Francis over Clearwater Orchard 62-53. Heartland beat Bloomfield 65-46. And High Plains, up by 2 at the half, beat Amherst 60-42. In D2, Minotaur hit a 3-pointer with 5 seconds to go to beat Paxton 53-52. Exeter Milligan scored the final 7 points of the game to beat Wilcox Hildreth 49-40. And as we said, Bertrand trailing Bancroft Rosalie 23-20 at the half, followed by Riverside and Fall City Sacred Heart. Again here at the half, Hastings St. Cecilia 37, Hardington Cedar Catholic 20. And we'll be back with more on the Allen Superstore Halftime Show right after this.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we're here to make insurance simple through all stages of life. Knowing your loved ones will be taken care of can give you peace of mind, and you can count on your local Farm Bureau agent to help determine the amount of life insurance that's right for you. You already trust us to help protect your valuables. Now trust us to help protect what you value most, your loved ones. Call Marty DeMuth in Hastings today to see how we make insurance simple. Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
If your car, truck, or van won't get up and go when you want it to, call Carnes Auto Repair. Carnes Auto Repair does complete service and repairs, including oil changes, electronic tune-ups, fuel injection, heating and cooling service, and brakes and exhaust work. Also full and self-serve gas. Carnes Auto Repair is open from 7:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, and 7:30 to 1 on Saturday. Carnes Auto Repair, 2nd and Elm in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area athletics.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, not only is high school postseason basketball going on, but the Hastings College women playing at the NAIA National Tournament today in Sioux City against Rio Grande. Mike will have the call on 1230 KHAS, and Mike has a recap for us.
Broncos trailed by 7 points on a couple of occasions in the first half of play. Hastings come back to grab a 34-32 lead by halftime. Rio Grande had a 36-34 lead early in the second half of play before the Broncos regained control. Hastings led 59-57 later in the ball game before going on a 7-0 run. They go out on top 66-57. Then Hastings never trailed again as they put the ball game away, winning by the score of 73-64. We had 6 lead changes in the ball game. The score was tied 7 times, but Hastings College able to pull out the win over Rio Grande, 73-64. It was a big night for Jamie Van Kirk, and she scores 26 points in the ball game. Van Kirk nailed a couple of the three-pointers, and she also grabbed 10 rebounds in the ball game. And Chelsea Morton, 10 points. Abby Jackson had 10, and Michaela Berry had 10 points for the Broncos. Hastings out-rebounded the Red Storm, one of the better rebounding teams in the country, 48-33, including 17-11 on the offensive end. So Hastings College, they improved to 23 wins and 8 losses on the season. Hastings will play in the second round of the national tournament coming up this afternoon at 5:15. They'll take on Ashford University in the second round. Ashford upsetting Indiana Wesleyan in the opening round ball game by the score of 66-50. So it'll be Hastings and Ashford coming up at 5:15 this afternoon. We'll be on the air with a pregame show at 5 o'clock. In the final score, it was Hastings winning over Rio Grande out of Ohio by the score of 73-64. From Sioux City, this is Mike Will.
Thanks, Mike, very much. That's good news as well. Not only the win, but Ashford pulling off the upset over an Indiana Wesleyan team that was seeded higher than Hastings, and they went to overtime with them last year in the second round of the national tournament. Hastings won, but maybe a little bit of a breather, a little bit easier opponent. Nonetheless, you got to play them all, and Hastings women will do that tomorrow at the national tournament. We'll take a look at our first half stats in a minute. Your score, 37-20, St. Cecilia over Harnington Senior Catholic. Opening round of the C2 Boys Tournament on the Breeze.
My name is Jeannie Fisk, and my name is Julie Vanderpool, and we're twins. And we lived here in Hastings, Nebraska. We're born in this hospital and became candy stripers at age 13 or 14. Mm-hmm. And then went into nurses training here at Mary Lanning Hospital School of Nursing. Because of the fact that we were twins, in nursing school, we were each other's biggest support, of course. We worked really well together. I could see that she's gonna need this and she could come in and help me, and almost like we're reading each other's minds. There's a lot of camaraderie that goes on. Teamwork is very important. Well, it makes you feel like more proud to be the professional that you are. Working as nurses here, we're carrying on what the Lannings intended for us to do.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Mary Lanning Healthcare.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Let's take a look at the first half stats here on the Allen Superstore Halftime Report. First off for Harnington Cedar Catholic, Ty Becker, 1 point, one rebound, one block. Jared Weibelhaus, 2 points, two rebounds. Shane Hamilton, a rebound. Ben Steffen, 2 3-point buckets. He's got six. James Kaiser has six. And Stephen Hillis, 5 points, three rebounds. Three rebounds in the first, four in the second. Free throw shooting, 2 of 2 in the first quarter, 2 of 5 in the second. 3 point shooting, 0 of 5 in the first, 2 of 5 in the second. Turnovers, 1 of the first, 3 in the second. Foul situation, a whole bunch of guys with 2. Becker, Hamilton, both Beckers, Ty and Ryan, Ben Steffen and James Kaiser. 6 in the first, 11 in the second at the half, 17 points, 7 rebounds. 4 out of 7 at the free throw line, 2 of 10 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 4 turnovers. For St. Cecilia, Dayton Seeley has a 3-point bucket for his total and 1 rebound. Grant Schmidt, 4 points. Alex Tino, 4 points and a rebound. Derek Boyd, 9 points, 2 rebounds and a block. Brooks Asher, 9 points, 2 rebounds and a block. Zach Kitten, 5 points, 3 rebounds and a block. And Seth Kierkegaard has a 3-pointer. 4 boards in the first quarter, 5 in the second. They've been to the line a bunch, 3 of 4 in the first quarter, 8 of 10 in the second quarter. 3-point shooting, almost perfect. Missed their first one, hit 4 in a row. Turnovers, none in the first, 2 in the second. Foul situation, 2 apiece on Dayton Seeley, Grant Schmidt, and Zach Kitten. 19 points in the first quarter, 18 in the second. At the half, the Blue Hawks have 37 points, 9 rebounds, 11 out of 14 from the free throw line, 4 of 5 from 3-point land, 3 blocks and 2 turnovers. At the half, St. Cecilia 37, Harnington Cedar Catholic 20. This has been the Allen Superstore Halftime Show. Get more for your dollar when you shop at locally owned Allen Superstore, the You Get More Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings. The second half is next.
Check out the action. The 2014 NSAA Boys State Basketball Championships on March 13th, 14th, and 15th at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. Join in the excitement as 48 schools compete for the high school state championships. Experience the competition for $5 for students or $7 for adults. For specific game times, visit nsaahome.org. The 2014 NSAA Boys State Basketball Championships.
Keeping jobs in America is number one, and buying American-made products is the way to do it. Invest now in America and buy American-made handcrafted Amish-built furniture from Amish Furniture Outlet, and bring American tradition to your home. Invest now in your home and future at Amish Furniture Outlet. Do your part today and buy American-made at Amish Furniture Outlet on the corner of Highway 30 and Webb Road in Grand Island.
Why would it be that's affordable at Amish Furniture? Not
that. That's Amish Furniture.
Not that.
The Breeze, 94.5.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school athletics. Doug Duda with you on The Breeze, 94.5, and St. Cecilia will get the ball to start the third quarter of play, leading it 37-20. And it's stolen away. James Kaiser picks the pocket up front of Seeley and gets the bucket. That is the first transition bucket of the ball game. And a nice start here for Cedar Catholic. 37-20, and add that, make it 37-22. Ball in the front court, St. Cecilia kicks it to the right-hand corner. There's a three, Boyd, good, answers right back. Derek Boyd, and the three-pointers continue to fall through. St. Cecilia, I have unofficially 5 of 6 from downtown here in this game. 40-22, an 18-point lead. Their largest lead has been 20. Kaiser on the block, left side. Turnaround jumper working on Seeley, no good. Rebound brought down by Kitten. And a foul going to be called on Cedar Catholic. Zach Kitten with his fourth rebound of the game. Foul will be on Stephen Hillis, his first of the game, and the first team foul of the half. Trying to put some pressure on, but it just doesn't work for Cedar Catholic. Man-to-man, they'll change it up here and pick the ball up at midcourt. Kierkegaard brings it across the timeline, and Hamilton going to get called for a hand check foul, and he's looking at the official with that "I just ate some bad, bad spinach" look on his face. Shook his head and said, "What are you talking about?" Hamilton with his third personal foul. 40-22. St. Cecilia, now we got a foul away from the ball again. Same story, and they're going to ding Hamilton again. Shane Hamilton very upset. The official kept an eye on him and got him with back-to-back fouls. St. Cecilia to throw it in. Kierkegaard will have it on the baseline. Seth kicks it out to Brooks Asher, right wing. Dribbles to the high post, dribbles back out. Can't get a three away. Looked at it, squared at it twice, but decided against it to Kierkegaard to Seeley. Left corner, his three is good. Dayton Seeley, the threes continue to rain down. Fast break, it's picked off. Picked off by Kierkegaard, takes it to the rack, but blocked by Kaiser. Kierkegaard didn't have numbers, but it just looked too good. And then Seth, trying to get the ball back, commits the foul. So out of all of that, St. Cecilia ends up with the foul, and no harm to Cedar Catholic. 43-22. St. Cecilia in control, 6.5 to go here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia, a win, gets them tomorrow night to the semifinals at the Devaney Center at 8:45, the place where they won all those state championships. Kaiser, right elbow, pulls up from 15, no good. Ball into the corner, off the leg of Dayton Seeley. Stephen Hillis had possession there, and Seeley was able to knock it away from him, but couldn't contain possession. Or maintain possession, as the case may be. Cedar Catholic to get it in. Weibelhaus throws it on the right wing, quickly around to Kaiser. Fakes the three, goes to the left baseline, back out to the corner. Now up top, ball knocked away by Kierkegaard, but out of bounds it goes. And in front of the Cedar Catholic fans, they'll throw it in again. 43-22, have had a lot of stoppage in play, a lot of balls knocked out of bounds. We had quite a few fouls in that first half. As you noticed, a ton of kids with two. Kaiser trying to make some room. Right elbow, 360 spin move again, and he gets by Seeley and scores. Gave him a little nudge, then gave him the 360, and he's got back-to-back buckets here for the Trojans, 10 in the game. 43-24, Hawks, 5:45 to go, third quarter. On the breeze and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Kierkegaard dribbling in place. Kitten comes out and takes it. Over to Asher, 30 feet away from the hoop. Asher off the screen, can't get the three, swings it over to Kitten. Into the corner to Boyd. When St. Cecilia has to be patient, they are, and they are again right here. They had slow starts to the first two quarters, not so far here. How about another three, and in and out, oh, set on the rim and in. In and out, and then it's spun down, and everything's going for Dayton Seeley. They better save a few of these for the rest of the weekend. That is the seventh three of the game, and I've got him 7 of 8. Foul here on Dayton Seeley in transition. He got a hand check foul. That is his third. And Alex Tino will come in for Seeley. Tino, also a junior, a good bond between this junior class. They played a lot of ball together. And to get it into Kaiser, Hillis tries to post up. He's covered, kick it out to Stefan. Stefan hit a couple of threes last quarter, so they would like to get him free. Back to Kaiser. Up top of the circle to Becker. 5 minutes to go, third quarter, 46-24. St. Cecilia on top. Kaiser pulls up from 16 on the left elbow. No good. Ball deflected. It's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by who? The officials are going to confer again and give it to St. Cecilia, which is the right call. Coach Stefan, I think, just asked the official, why do they need so much help all the time? And Coach Stefan, it's obviously frustrating. Good basketball team, but St. Cecilia is just playing even better than average right now. Better than normal. Average for them is probably better than most of the teams in C2. Step back three. Brooks Asher, top of the key. Finally missed one. No good. Rebound brought down by Weeblehouse. Weeblehouse with the run out. Takes it out, Asher. Asher, good defense. Stands his ground, and the runner is no good. Kierkegaard with the rebound. He's got a long outlet pass to Boyd. Boyd into the paint. He'll take it to the rack, off the square, and score. Derek Boyd, 5 of the quarter, 14 of the game for Boyd here, who averages 10 a game. So he has stepped it up here on this Thursday night at State. 48-24. St. Cecilia just continues to add to the lead here. And Cedar Catholic loses it away at the other end. Was attacking. Ball slid out of their hands. Tino fast break. Brooks Asher another three. That comes up short. Offensive rebound. Kitten back to the charging Asher, who gets taken to the ground. Free throws coming up. And Brooks will go to the line to shoot two. Nice rebound. Kitten underneath. Brooks one of two at the line. 9 points. He's hit a couple of threes. State tournament action brought to you in part by Husker Power Products. We're here in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth. Brought to you by Natural Gas and Diesel Irrigation Engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. First free throw is good by Asher. 49-24. Back in is Hunter Fisher. Fisher, Asher, along with Kitten, Tino, and Kierkegaard on the floor for the Blue Hawks. 3:50 to go, third quarter. Asher hits it, now he's out. And Grant Schmidt is in. 11 points now for Brooks Asher. And St. Cecilia is halfway to a century, 50-24. 3:50 to go here in the third quarter of play. St. Cecilia has this first round state tournament game firmly in hand. Up by 17 at the half, now up by 26. Dribbling and working that high weave. And St. Cecilia is so good man-to-man, even when they go to the bench. And Kaiser tries to step through the double team. And a foul going to be called here. St. Cecilia doesn't like it. That's a makeup call. He walked, but it was a makeup call for the fans at home. Cedar Catholic was owed one, and so they call the foul on Grant Schmidt, his third. Inbounds pass, Kaiser fakes the long three, starts to drive, then hands it off. Stefan from 18, it's no good. Crashing the boards, bodies, hands, ball comes down to Hunter Fisher. Fisher will get his first rebound to Tino. Tino to the top of the circle, to the trailer, Kierkegaard. Kierkegaard left wing, looks inside, peeks there, nothing. They'll reverse it right side, tried to get it to Kitten, and the ball knocked out of bounds off of Cedar Catholic. Checking in for the Trojans will be Ryan Becker, and Garrett Heine will make his first appearance. Heine, another senior. Unfortunately for Cedar Catholic, they do have a lot of seniors on this ball club, unfortunately, because if you're going to get beat at State, you like to have a lot of kids coming back. Have some promise. Not that they won't have promise, but they're going to lose a lot. Kitten on the inbounds, drives right baseline, gets it to the block, missed the short jumper. Rebound brought down by Ryan Becker. Outlet pass Kaiser. He's going to go all the way, dish it off at the last moment. Making some room is Ben Steffen. He'll lay it up and in. And now a timeout called by the official here. It looks like a delay of game. One of the Cedar Catholic players might have knocked the ball away off the make. To not allow St. Cecilia to get the ball and go quickly. Kitten and Kierkegaard are going to come out for a breather. Asher and Derek Boyd are back in for the Hawks. 50-26 here on KLIQ FM, Hastings, Donovan, Grand Island, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Glad to have you along with us. State basketball tournament. And we've got a walk called here on Derek Boyd. Just the fourth turnover of the game, trying to make a little crossover. In the third quarter, in Class B, Gretna pounding Mount Michael, 41-17. It is Bancroft Rosalie beating Bertrand, 29-26, but that's a lot closer than many people thought. It's in the third quarter. It's currently airing on Classic Hits 98.9, and Creighton Prep pulls away after a one-point halftime lead. They're now up 17, 49-32 over Millard West as they head to the fourth quarter. We have a stoppage of play because there is something going on at the scorer's table here. And I don't know if they didn't have the right guy check in, if they didn't have somebody in the book. That wouldn't be a problem because all these guys that are in have already been in. And maybe a little argument over how many fouls somebody has out there. 2:48 to go in the third quarter. St. Cecilia 50, Cedar Catholic 26. State tournament action brought to you by Buzz's Marine, Buzz's Spring Sales Event, March 21st through the 28th. Buzz's Marine, South Central Avenue in Kearney. And after all that, Cedar Catholic went to make a deep pass, and they throw it away. Nobody touched it, so St. Cecilia will throw it in here in the front court. Asher will throw it into Tino. Rolling along here in quarter number three. There have been no timeouts. Three-pointer, Brooks Asher. Can't find the mark. Off the mark. Rebound brought down by Schmidt. He'll put it up. It's no good. Rebound to Kaiser. His first of the game. He'll run it out all the way to the hoop. And a foul before the shot. Hand check foul on St. Cecilia. This will be called on Hunter Fisher. His first. Team fouls are even at four apiece. Cedar Catholic ball underneath their own hoop. They have been held to just 6 points in the quarter. Try to force it in. Ooh, there's some contact behind the official on the baseline. You know that little dump into the block? They just tried to lay it in there to Garrett Heine. He didn't catch it, and then he tried to take Boyd into the wall over here, and they didn't see it. So Cedar Catholic will get the basketball. Between the circles, Kaiser swings it over to Brian Becker, to Stefan. A lot of screening to Cottle. High post with it. Becker over to Stefan. Long three, and Asher got there late. They're going to call a foul on him. So Brooks Asher will be called for his first personal foul. And three free throws coming up for Ben Stefan. He has not been to the line. He's hit a couple of threes. He does have 8 points here in the basketball game. And Stefan at the line on the season is an 88% free throw shooter. Timeout on the floor, though, called by Hardington Cedar Catholic with the score, St. Cecilia 50, Cedar Catholic 26, 2:12 to go, third quarter here on the Breeze.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The Coin Center is your coin collecting headquarters, buying and selling coins, tokens, paper money, plus now buying gold and silver. They stock coin supplies and do appraisals. Open Monday through Saturday. Visit the Coin Center at 115 North Denver in the downtown center of Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
State tournament basketball action on the Breeze, 94.5. Brought to you by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. Time to take a look at our Seeds to Success, brought to you by your Pioneer seed professional, Craig Weeches. Pioneer knows more about field conditions with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. With Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer. Science with service, delivering success. Well, St. Cecilia has been successful in just about everything they've wanted to do. They hit 7 out of their first 8 three-point attempts. They did not turn the ball over in the first quarter and have just 4 in the basketball game. They've distributed the ball well. They're 13 out of 16 from the free throw line. So everything it takes to be successful, they have been. So thumbs up to St. Cecilia as they're going to be headed to the semifinals unless there is a disastrous collapse over the last 10 minutes. Shooting 3 free throws out of the timeout will be Ben Stefan here for Hardington Cedar Catholic. He'll nail the first one. Second one is also good. So he's got 10 points now. He and Kaiser have 20 of the 28 for the Trojans. And the third free throw for Ben Stefan on the way, and it is good. Makes it 50-29. Cedar Catholic's going to try and slap some pressure on here and see if they can get something going before the fourth quarter. It's been a long game, again, because of all the stoppages of play. We have a steal in the backcourt. Kaiser took it away from Tino, and he'll lay it up and in. So James Kaiser lays it up. There's 5 quick points for Cedar Catholic. Still down 19, though. Tino into the front court. Over to Kierkegaard, and they'll settle it down. Brooks Asher to Tino. Again, Dayton Seeley's been hampered by foul problems tonight on the bench with 3. With it is Boyd off the cut. Kierkegaard open, leaves it off for Kitten, who's more open. He'll lay it up, draw the foul, and score. Zach Kitten, his first bucket since the first quarter. Chance to get to 8 if he makes the free throw. The foul is on Garrett Heine, his first. And the 15 foul, Weibelhaus back in for Cedar Catholic. Weibelhaus, Hillis, Kaiser, Ryan Becker, and Ben Stefan on the floor. For St. Cecilia, Tino, Kierkegaard, Asher, Boyd, and at the line to try and complete the three-point play, Zach Kitten, and he does. Kitten now with 8 points in the ball game, 53-31. Kaiser into the front court, leaves it off on the right wing to Weibelhaus, who's been quiet so far tonight. Into the paint, Kaiser. forces it. Kitten blocks the shot, but a late call. And now St. Cecilia is starting to think every call is going against them here. And Coach Kevin Asher, if it was a 9-point game instead of a 22-point game, would probably be a little more upset, and he's plenty upset the way it is. That's the third foul on Kitten. And Kaiser's free throw bounces around, goes almost over the backboard, and still falls through. Kaiser now with 7 of the quarter. Second free throw coming up. And the second free throw by Kaiser is up and in. So he hits them both, 8 in the quarter, 14 in the game, 53-33. The lead down to 20, was at 19. Kierkegaard brings it up, tries to draw some contact there from Weibelhouse, gives it to Boyd, back out to Seth, three-pointer, too strong, no good. Rebound brought down by the Trojans. Stephen Hillis has it, outlet pass front court, they're running. Kaiser brings it in, out of control, and a blocked shot. And hitting the floor very hard. Are they going to call a foul? And hitting on his tailbone is going to be Derek Boyd. They call the foul on Boyd. He elevated and blocked that shot. And Boyd with his second foul, and they're not subbing for him yet. Again, he just, Kaiser crashed into four guys, so I can see why they would call a foul, but Boyd looked really clean on the play. And Kaiser can't take advantage, so maybe a little basketball gods evening things out there as the shot is no good. 1:11 to go in the third quarter, 53-33, St. Cecilia. Second free throw, also no good. And Grant Schmidt will grab his second rebound off to Brooks Asher. And Brooks will clear it out, bring it up himself, use a screen, getting ready, Weibelhouse. Back to Schmidt at midcourt. Under a minute to go now in the third quarter, and a 20-point lead for the Hawks. Right-hand corner to Derek Boyd. Boyd trying to trap him. He'll throw over the top of it to Kierkegaard. Flashing into the paint and open was Schmidt, but they don't make the pass. Taking time, dangerous pass to Asher. Kaiser went for the steal, just got a fingertip on it. Now Asher uses his dribble, and just as he was getting ready to call a timeout, we've got a foul called on the reach-in on Ben Steffen, his third, sixth team foul. That's 13 fouls here in this quarter. We had about 20 of them in the first half, so they have not been afraid to blow the whistle. 30 seconds to go. Third quarter, 53-33, St. Cecilia to Tino. They're not killing clock. They're running offense. Up top with it is Boyd. Head fake, trying to work on Hillis. Going to make him take a tough shot. Can't even get one. Kicks it out to Tino. Good defense. Up to Kierkegaard. Dribbles to the right elbow. Stutter dribble. And now brings it back out. Being pursued by Weibelhouse. Over to Tino. 10 seconds. Alex comes into the paint, and he's going to be fouled on the way up. Sean Cottle with his first foul. And we are shooting free throws on every foul the rest of the game. So we will not probably have much of a post game here to get you ready for Adams Central. We'll see how it plays out. And at the line, Alex Tino. He's 2 of 2, 4 points. Takes a lot of time, deep breath, fires and scores. 54-33. Just under 9 seconds to go. Blaine Boyd checks back in. Hunter Fisher checks back in just to give the breather a little extra time here to the starters. Second free throw now for Tino. Is on the way and in. 5 for 5 in the quarter for St. Cecilia. Cedar Catholic to Kaiser. Midcourt with 7. Waste no time. They try to double him. Back up top, Weibelhouse. Ball knocked away. And then Schmidt is fouled. He was going to try and throw the ball at the hoop after the steal. And that means a 1-1. So Weibelhouse turned it over. Commits the foul. Walk to the other end, 1-1 here for Grant Schmidt. 1.7 to go here in this quarter. And the front end of the 1-1 is good for Grant Schmidt. He'll earn the bonus. Checking in would be Grant Farmer if they make the free throw. Second free throw for Grant Schmidt. It's on the way, and it is good. So So Schmidt knocks it down. 7 of 7 from the line in the quarter here. And the lead back to 24. 1.7. This way, St. Cecilia can get their defense set. Hillis to throw it in. He has it to Kaiser from half court. The double clutch three is on the way and no good. And that's the end of the third quarter of play in the C2 Boys State Tournament opening round. Hastings, St. Cecilia, 57. Huntington, Cedar Catholic, 33 on the Breeze and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
High school sports help build character and teaches teamwork, helping our students become successful and tomorrow's leaders. This is Bob at B&B Carpet and Donovan, hoping to see you supporting your local teams.
PlatteRiverPreps.com is your source for high school sports results and updates 7 days a week, covering over 100 teams across the state. Whether you're a high school athlete, a proud parent, or a sports fan, you'll stay on top of your teams at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
My name's Jerry Bumgardner. I'm with the Crossroads Rescue Mission in Hastings and Kearney. The Crossroads Center Rescue Mission is in need of donations. And right now, the greatest need at this time is perishable food, daily needs, toilet paper, soap, laundry detergent, any size donations. You know what? We can use it. If you want to drop off your donations to Crossroads, we're located at 702 West 14th in Hastings. God bless you for your donations to the Crossroads Center. Thank you. From all of us.
The Breeze, 94.5.
As usual, a very balanced performance from Hastings St. Cecilia. They had six players score in that quarter alone. Derek Boyd, 14. Brooks Asher, 11. Dayton Seeley, 9 with 3 threes. And Zach Kitten has 8. And we go to the fourth quarter. It'll be Huntington Cedar Catholic basketball. James Kaiser, 14. Ben Steffen, 11. 25 of the 33 for the Trojans. Ty Becker with the basketball. High post, they get it to Stephen Hillis. Right corner, three-pointer on the way and in for Shane Hamilton. That's the first three even attempted this half. 3 of 11 from three-point land. 7 of 12 for St. Cecilia, and they missed their last four. Kitten on the left wing. All St. Cecilia wants to do is get and stay healthy through the next 8 minutes. On the post, Kitten got inside, got the ball, got fouled. His shot will not fall. Two free throws coming up for Zach Kitten. See how Coach Asher plays this fourth quarter, how much of the starters he uses when you got to play three in a row. The third foul called on Stephen Hillis. The ninth team foul. And you don't want to elongate this game with lots of fouls for St. Cecilia. And Zach Kitten puts it up and in. And has his second one coming here in the two-shot foul. Kitten will put it on the way, and it's in and out, no good. He still has 9 points. Rebound grabbed by Ty Becker. 58-36. St. Cecilia has led all the way. Nice fake Weeblehouse. He gets to the rack one of the few times that Huntington Cedar Catholic has got to the hoop, especially if it hasn't been Kaiser. Second bucket of the game for Weeblehouse. 58-38, and St. Cecilia will turn it over. There was just a little stretch there in the third quarter where Huntington Cedar Catholic looked really, really good and outplayed St. Cecilia, took it from 26 down to 19. Then it got back up to 24, and it's currently at 20. And driving again is Becker. He lost the handle once he got into the paint. Ninth turnover. Asher picks it up, 2-on-3. Leaves it off for Kierkegaard, right corner. Kaiser prevents the three. So Kierkegaard dribbles out of there, goes back to Brooks in the right-hand corner, out to Kierkegaard. And now they'll spread the floor just a little bit, set up the offense. Seth stutter dribble, trying to get it to Kitten. He powers it up on the right block, gets hammered again. When he gets fouled, they take him down. The foul is on Ty Becker, and that'll be his third. Two free throws coming up for Zach Kitten. 9 points, 5 boards, 1 block for the 6'5 junior. Averages about 11, and he's could get there with these two free throws. First one is good. At the line, by the way, in the game, St. Cecilia is now 20 out of 24. State tournament action brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care. 6:32 to go in the game. Second free throw by Zach Kitten is on the way, and it is good. That makes it 60-38. St. Cecilia by 22. Kaiser with the ball. It was 19-6 at the end of one, and it has never been closer. Working on the left wing, Kaiser cannot shake free of Kierkegaard. Backing in, Hillis, left block, gets it off the glass and in. Well defended, but a nice tough shot. Stephen Hillis connects. He's got 7. 60-40. Fast break the other way. Derek Boyd in the paint. Off balance, puts it up and in. Cedar Catholic wanted a walk, didn't get the call. Derek was 16. Kaiser breaks the pressure, brings it down, draws the contact, and the officials will call a block. And hitting the deck again is Derek Boyd. Slow to get up. Blocking foul on Boyd. Boyd knew that Kaiser was the engineer of that freight train. And Boyd's going to have to ice that back. And I think they're going to get him out of the game. And I think that's a good move by Coach Asher. That's a block charge. I think maybe in this case they made the right one. Earlier, probably not. Free throw is up and in by James Kaiser. He now has 15. And that's 8 points in 2 minutes here for Cedar Catholic, which is about as good as they've done all night. Second free throw up, no good. Rebound brought down by Asher. Brooks will wait for the traffic to clear and bring it up himself. Asher, Dayton Seeley, along with Grant Schmidt, Kierkegaard, and Kitten on the floor. Kitten with it in the right-hand corner. One dribble back up top, Seeley. 5:40 to go in the game to Brooks Asher. I think another thing that Coach Asher would have told him is we don't need to shoot any more threes. We've had a good night. No need to take three-pointers. Keep working the ball until we get an open two. Seeley tries to find the open two. Out to Kierkegaard. Over to Asher. Brooks through the double team into the paint. Jump pass right corner. Seeley starts to drive. Doesn't get the shot. Underneath Boyd. He's free. Reverse layup. Up and in. He was free enough to shoot a reverse layup. Derek with 18. And it is 64-41. Hawks. Kaiser between the circle. In the man-to-man against St. Cecilia. Kaiser will hand it off to Shane Hamilton to Ty Becker. Becker hands it off to James Kaiser. 5 minutes to go in the game, and as Kaiser starts to come down the lane, he's going to be grabbed, and a foul is going to be called. While that happens, let's take a look at some scores from the other 7 o'clock games brought to you by Furniture Direct. It is Gretna 60, Mount Michael 33, about 2 minutes to go in B. A dandy, but it looks like Bancroft Rosalie is going to hold off Bertrand, leading 48-42 the last minute of the game on Classic Hits 98.9. And Creighton Prep has now taken a 65-53 lead from Millard West in the fourth quarter in Class A. Kaiser hits the free throw after the foul was called on Brooks Asher. The 9th foul on St. Cecilia. And the second free throw is good. So Kaiser 3 of 4 in the quarter. He's got 17, 64-43. Hardington Cedar Catholic continues to put some pressure on. They are definitely not going to give up. There's no reason to back off now. Still 4:45 to go in your season. And St. Cecilia calls timeout. Brooks Asher fell down as he was trying to pivot away from the defender. And Coach Kevin Asher is going to call a full length timeout. So we'll take a minute break. 4:44 to go in the game, 64-43, St. Cecilia.
Selecting the right insurance company is an important process, and there are many aspects to consider. Klein Insurance has many years of experience to back up their service, so you can be assured your investments are protected. Get your free no-obligation insurance quote on home, auto, business, farm, or crop insurance. Give yourself the peace of mind that so many clients already have with Klein Insurance. Klein Insurance, 710 South Burlington in Hastings. Insurance with service since 1959.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Doug Duda back with you here on The Breeze and PlatteRiverPreps.com. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school action. And we again have problems down at the scorers table about who has how many fouls or who has the jump ball. So we got a little break in the action to tell you that state tournament basketball is brought to you in part by Buzz's Marine, Buzz's Spring Sales Event, March 21st through the 28th at Buzz's Marine, South Central Avenue in Kearney. Coming up at the end of the ball game, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. The game has been long enough, and we have had way too many of these breaks. But remember, when we are done, after our post-game, we'll send you across town to the Bob Devaney Sports Center for Adams Central Patriots basketball. Randy Bushcutter will have the call as Adams Central takes on Elkhorn South. Of course, Mike Will is up in Sioux City covering the Hastings College women. A winner today over Rio Grande, 73-64. They'll play at the same time tomorrow at 5:15 against Ashford, who picked up an upset today over Indiana Wesleyan. Well, they're still looking things over at the scores table, so let's take another 1 minute timeout.
Talking with Tom at Burt's Pharmacy. Tom, it looks like there's some construction going on around your place.
I'd like to remind people, yes, construction, we will have a new facility, but however, the drive-up window is still open, and we are still open. If you come off of 14th Street now instead of Bellevue, the drive-up window is still open. So we remind people that we offer deliveries every day till 6 o'clock, and drive-up window, and free mail-out. Just some of the services we offer here at Burt's Pharmacy. 1021 West 14th Street, 462-4466.
Hastings Museum's World War II bus tours have already sold out, but two new dates have just been added, April 19th and 25th. The package includes a bus tour of the Naval Ammunition Depot, downtown Hastings, and key housing districts established during the war. You'll also see D-Day 3D on Hastings Museum's super screen and enjoy a guided tour of their Naval Ammunition Depot exhibit. $30 for members, $40 for non-members plus tax. Space is limited. Call soon. More details at hastingsmuseum.org.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, after a long discussion, St. Cecilia will work it around, and now the ball is turned over. Cedar Catholic will pick up the basketball, trailing 64-43. 4:25 to go in the game. James Kaiser with the ball between the circles. Dribbles left, fires a three, hits the three. Kaiser with six in the quarter and 20 in the ball game. 64-46, Cedar Catholic playing much better basketball here in the second half, but they were down 17 at halftime. St. Cecilia took it to 26. 4 minutes to go. How long will Coach Asher leave the starters in? Problem is, Cedar Catholic's not giving up, so he knows, and they go 8-9 deep anyway. Brooks Asher, right corner three, all the way around and out that time. It sat on the rim. Seeley gets the rebound, puts it back up from seven. It's no good, and then they're going to get Dayton over the back. He didn't even foul the guy that got the rebound. And so for Dayton, that's his fourth personal foul. Both teams are in the double bonus. And so two free throws coming up for Stephen Hillis. Hillis will put the free throw up, and it is good. Eight for Hillis. Boyd's going to come in, and Seeley's going to check out. 64-47. So same deficit as at halftime. Free throw up, and it is good. So both teams have been pretty decent from the free throw line here today. 64-48. This is as close as Cedar Catholic's been since halftime. St. Cecilia with a basketball. Brooks Asher draws the double team up ahead to Schmidt. Had some room, decided to pull it out and run clock. 3.5 to go. Trying to get into a little more of a four corner. Brooks Asher's with it. Near the scorer's table. Dribbles through the double team. And a hand check foul. Going to be called on Hardington Cedar Catholic. Ryan Becker, his third. And two free throws coming up for Brooks Asher. He is 3 of 4 at the line, 11 points. And he'll shoot two here. 3:18 remaining. Free throw on the way, and it is no good. St. Cecilia will play tomorrow night at 8:45 at the Devaney Center against the winner of the next game between Bridgeport and Battle Creek. Second free throw now for Asher. We'll have that game on 12:30 KHAS because we've got Storm Hockey here on the Breeze. Brooks Asher hits one of two. Makes it 65-48, and that's okay. The Storm are 1 point out of first. And they've got Lincoln Friday at 7:30 and Omaha Saturday at 7:05. Cedar Catholic on the right wing, coming into the paint, putting up a tough jumper is Hamilton. It's no good. Rebound, Grant Schmidt trying to clear space, and we've got another foul in the backcourt. And this is on Hamilton. And he has fouled out of the basketball game. Shane got popped in the nose there, and he's going, why is the foul on me? He's got a little blood as well. So Shane Hamilton had a rough ball game. He hit 1 3-point bucket. He had a rebound, and he fouls out with 3:02 to go here in the contest. And Grant Schmidt, who is 4-4 at the line, will go back to shoot two. Most of the other 7 o'clock games have wrapped up. In fact, they all have, so yay, we're the last one. Free throw is up and in. The only live basketball going on at the state tournament right now here on the Breeze, 94.5, as Schmidt hits the free throw, 66-48. Creighton Prep beat Millard West 67-55. Bancroft Rosalie beat Bertrand 51-44. Gretna beat Mount Michael 60-38. Schmidt hits them both, 67-48. 3 minutes to go in the game. Cedar Catholic with the ball over on the left wing. Rotate it to Cottle. Cottle back over to Kaiser. Kaiser trying to get another shot away. Leftino now pulls back, shoots the three, hits the front of the iron, no good. Rebound grab by Zach Kitten, his sixth, to Asher. St. Cecilia's got to work clock here. Get this game down so that they don't have to worry about keeping their starters in there and wearing them out more and getting injuries. And the officials got to quit blowing the whistle. Alex Tino between the circles, 2.5 to go. Gives it off to Asher. Asher splits the double team, kicks it on the wing to Schmidt. They're not looking to shoot. Schmidt just dribbles it back out and gives it to Kierkegaard. St. Cecilia fans know what's going on. And here comes Coach Steffen. He's going to go to the bench now. You see some warm-ups coming off. Tino tried to get it to Kitten, and reaching in is Jack Steffen, who snuck in there at the last break. His first action. He commits the foul. And a timeout going to be taken here by St. Cecilia to get everybody in the game. 30-second timeout for St. Cecilia. 2:08 to go. We'll be right back.
Livingston Butler Vollen's Funeral Home and Cremation.
Livingston Butler Vollen Funeral Home and Cremation Center is a name known for quality, caring, and excellence. For now over a century, many families in this area have turned to Livingston Butler Vollen when their need was greatest. Today, more than ever, people are beginning to see the wisdom, logic, an economic advantage to pre-arranging a funeral. It means loved ones have more time to grieve and heal. Call Livingston Butler Vollen Funeral Home and Cremation Center today.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Don't forget, every championship game Saturday will be heard on ESPN 1460 and 1550, your home for championships, the exclusive radio home of the state finals. St. Cecilia keeps some starters in there, trying to hand it off to Brooks Asher, but he was going a little quick. It rolls off his foot and out of bounds. Eighth turnover for St. Cecilia. Coming up, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. And now the starters are coming out for both teams. St. Cecilia will send in Austin Esch, also Trey Asher. Here comes Grant Farmer. See who else stays out there on the floor. Here comes Jack Thompson. Looks like Kitten's going to stay out there for the moment. And Cedar Catholic with the basketball. Tanner Kaiser is into the game. So is Sam Anderson. Over on the right wing, Jack Steffen. Under 2 minutes to go. Hands it off to Anderson. Sam drives, puts up the runner on the right wing. No good. Offensive putback is up and in by Garrett Heine. His first bucket of the ball game. You did see some action earlier. 67-50. And another timeout by St. Cecilia so that they can sub in. They don't even need the break, but they're subbing in Blaine Boyd. And Coach Steffen says, that's fine. We don't need to come over and talk about anything. We're ready. So the timeout simply there to get a sub into the basketball game. And St. Cecilia will throw it in. Trey Asher dumps it into the backcourt to Grant Farmer. 1:40 to go. Farmer gives it to Esch. Austin over on the right wing to Trey Asher. Asher, ball fake, tries baseline. Now kicks it back out to Grant Farmer between the circles. A minute 25 to go here on KLIQ-FM Hastings and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Here's a three on the way. Austin Esch from the left wing. It's too strong. Long rebound comes out. Cedar Catholic grabs it, trying to go coast to coast. The Trojans roll it off the front of the rim. No good. It goes out of bounds off the miss of Sam Anderson and stays with the Trojans. 1:10 remains, 67-50 St. Cecilia. Inbounds pass underneath. Shot blocked. Blaine Boyd saw Anderson, blocked his shot, took it away. St. Cecilia brings it into the front court. Trey Asher, 1 minute to go in the game. Asher covered by Anderson. See if anybody else can get the scorebook here for St. Cecilia to Jack Thompson. Off a couple of screens, they'll get it to Farmer. 50 seconds. Farmer looking inside. Wants to get it to Blaine Boyd. Instead, they go baseline to Esch. Now to Boyd. Boyd layup rolls off the rim. It will not go. Rebound brought down by Cottle. Cottle will push it up the floor. Cedar Catholic all the way. Takes the double clutch. Good defense in there by Austin Esch. He made him miss. He got the rebound, and he'll clear it out to Grant Farmer. 30 seconds to go here in this C2 opening round game. St. Cecilia will improve to 25-1 on the season. Cedar Catholic will end the year at 18-8. The New West postgame show coming up, 15 seconds. St. Cecilia might take one more shot, or they might just hold it. Austin Esch, couple of dribbles, 6 seconds, skips it over to Blaine Boyd. They will not take another shot, and that's the final score. St. Cecilia, 67, and Hardington Cedar Catholic, 50. We'll be back with the New West postgame show right after this on The Breeze.
You wouldn't think it could get any better, but it just did. At Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Hastings. Now through the end of truck month, with your purchase of a new Ram, we will give you 3 years of maintenance free. That's right. The oil changes are on us for 3 years when you buy during truck month. Huge discounts, rates as low as 0% in the maintenance plan. Only at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge North Highway 281 in Hastings.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Buzz's Marine is transforming their showroom into a summer oasis March 21st through the 28th. Check out Buzz's huge selection of boats on 6.5 acres and get ready for the boating season. Take advantage of huge rebates, extended 5-year warranties on Yamaha outboards, and register to win prizes. Join Buzz's at their spring sales event March 21st through the 28th. Buzz's Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer. 5th and Central, Kearney. Visit buzzesmarine.com for more details.
The story behind the Goodwill store. My story is about my daughter, Laura, who lives with a developmental disability. I've seen her learn, grow, and blossom with the help of Goodwill. People living life to the fullest, accomplishing goals, and realizing dreams. What we all strive for. What Goodwill helps people do every day. Donate, shop, be part of the story.
Doing it right makes such a difference. Goodwill.
Life is definitely good for Laura.
Hastings Physical Therapy, the standard for excellence in one-on-one care, is proud to offer Hastings' first and only on-site aquatic therapy pool, featuring state-of-the-art heated therapy pool technology with private locker rooms. Providers to Hastings College, The Danger, and South Central Nebraska. Make us your choice when you need physical therapy. Open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and conveniently located next to Applebee's on Osborne Drive West. Visit HastingsPhysicalTherapy.com to tour all of our services or call 402-462-2665.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back. It's time for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Here are a look at the final stats of our ball game. First for Hardington Cedar Catholic, Ty Becker, 1 point, 2 rebounds, and a block. Jared Wiebelhaus, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Shane Hamilton hit one three-point bucket. He had a rebound. Sean Cottle a rebound. Ryan Becker a rebound. Ben Steffen with 11 points. Sam Anderson had a rebound. James Kaiser, the team's leading scorer, was just above his average. He gets 19. He had 20 tonight. One rebound, one block. Garrett Heine, 2 points, one rebound. And Stephen Hillis, 9 points and five rebounds in the contest. Seven rebounds in the first half, nine in the second half. Free throw shooting for the Trojans, 4 of 7 in the first half, 10 of 13 in the second half of play. Three-point shooting, 2 of 10 in the first half, 2 of 3 in the second half. Turnovers, 4 in the first half, 5 in the second half. Hardington Cedar Catholic had 20 points at halftime. They scored 30 in the second half. The Trojans finished with 50 points, 16 rebounds, 14 out of 20 at the free throw line, 4 of 13 from three-point land, 2 blocks, 9 turnovers, and Hardington Cedar Catholic ends the year at 18-8. Don't forget Adams Central and Elkhorn South coming your way momentarily. We'll be back and look at the final numbers for St. Cecilia after this.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we're here to make insurance simple through all stages of life. Knowing your loved ones will be taken care of can give you peace of mind, and you can count on your local Farm Bureau agent to help determine the amount of life insurance that's right for you. You already trust us to help protect your valuables. Now trust us to help protect what you value most, your loved ones. Call Marty DeMuth in Hastings today to see how we make insurance simple. Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sure, you can try and do your flooring installation by yourself. The box stores tell you they can help, but this is the kind of job where you need a professional. The experts at Jacoby Carpet One in Hastings and Kearney. During our Don't Do It Yourself sale, you'll enjoy $99, one room or the whole house, basic carpet installation when you purchase from our Lee's Carpet Collection. Need hard surface flooring instead? You'll find great prices and expert installation services there too. Save yourself the mess and hassle and a whole lot of money during the Don't Do It Yourself sale at Jacoby Carpet One in Hastings and Kearney.
If your car, truck, or van won't get up and go when you want it to, call Carnes Auto Repair. Carnes Auto Repair does complete service and repairs, including oil changes, electronic tune-ups, fuel injection, heating and cooling service, and brakes and exhaust work. Also full and self-serve gas. Carnes Auto Repair is open from 7:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, and 7:30 to 1 on Saturday. Carnes Auto Repair, 2nd and Elm in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area athletics.
Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face, friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well, with locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Doug Duda back with you on the New West postgame show. Here's your final numbers for St. Cecilia. Dayton Seeley, 9 points, 2 rebounds. Grant Schmidt, 8 points, 3 rebounds. Hunter Fisher and Austin Esch each had 1 rebound. Alex Tino, 6 points in a rebound. Derek Boyd, big game tonight for Boyd. 18 game-high, team-high points. 5 of 5 at the line, 2 rebounds and a block. Brooks Asher, 12 points, 3 rebounds and a block. Zach Kitten, 11 points, 6 rebounds and a block. Seth Kierkegaard hit a 3-point bucket for his total, 1 rebound, and Blaine Boyd had a block. 9 rebounds in the first half, 11 in the second half. A great night at the line, 11 of 14 in the first half, and 13 out of 15 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 4 of 5 in the first half, 3 of 9 in the second half. Turnovers, 2 in the first half, and 6 in the second half. But St. Cecilia hit 7 of their first 8 three-point attempts tonight, according to my book. The Hawks had 37 points at halftime, 30 points in the second half, and St. Cecilia finishes with 67 points, 20 rebounds, 24 out of 29 at the free throw line, 7 of 14 from three-point land, 4 blocks and 8 turnovers. The Hawks are now 25-1 with a 67-50 win over Hardington Cedar Catholic tomorrow night's game on 1230 KHAS. We'll tip off at 8:45 against either Bridgeport or Battle Creek. No time for anything else because we need to get ready for Adams Central and Elkhorn South. Randy Bushcutter has the call coming up next. So join us tomorrow for St. Cecilia basketball. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show here on The Breeze 94.5. I'm Doug Duda.